Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays, sponsored by Taste New York Market, Todd Hill. On the Taconic, you know about this?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, Lachelle. Conics Wiley. On the Taconic Parkway, discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Also by Hotel Tivoli and the Corner Restaurant, boutique lodging, seasonal Hudson Valley dining, and craft cocktails in downtown Tivoli, hoteltivoli.org, and by the Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement. With a 15-year implant guarantee on Broadway in Kingston, the initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at KingstonImplantCenter.com. And I am very pleased to welcome back Lachelle Conics Wiley to Tasting Tuesdays for... Is this the hat trick? Is this number three?
I think this is the second time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you ever... My predecessor, MK, did you ever...
Oh. Perhaps, yes, right, perhaps well, this is the hat trick then.
All right.
Well, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming all this way to the station. I know, especially with prices at the pump.
Oh, that's okay. It's a very scenic and beautiful drive on a lovely day, so I didn't
right,
mind.
Up the Taconic Parkway.
That's correct.
Yes. Right. Yes. So anyway, welcome back. And today we're going to talk about I don't know if you would consider these programs progressive. But I think...
Well, they're progressing towards something, so yeah. Yes.
Good point. All right, so first here, there's two things we're going to talk about on Tasting Tuesdays today. One is this program called Cornell Food Connections.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
And then there's another program which you brought to my attention called Food Spark.
Yes, the Food Spark.
The Food Spark. So I'll leave it up to you to drive, and I might have lots of questions.
Okay.
I'll be the advocate for the listener.
Hopefully I can answer all the questions, and if not, certainly
doesn't matter.
Can find the answers.
Good.
So, yeah, I thought today that we would talk about creative opportunities for producers who are looking to take their business to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Assuming they haven't done that, what is the level they're sort of in a
sort of in a
rut?
Producers, you know, there's the home processing license, which a lot of folks have, and that's a great way to get products to market. And, you know, that's thought of as more of cottage industry, bakers, granola makers, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, things that don't require process canning and pH. So, you know, like at Taste New York, for instance, we have several people who produce granola and baked goods. And they can do that in commercial kitchens, which have broader licensing, or food process applicants with permits to operate in those types of kitchens. Or the cottage industry folks who, you know, we onboard several every year, and they sell products. They sell mm-hmm. products to us at wholesale. And then, of course, we create that retail market where consumers can not only buy the product and enjoy it, but can get back to that small producer directly and create a direct relationship, especially if they have online ordering through a website. Mm-hmm. And so on the small level at Taste New York, that's the type of brand incubation that we're helping those smaller producers with generating more income.
Introducing them to the consumer.
Right. Right.
And so therefore, I see, it's very intentional. It's not an accident, the products that you carry at Taste New York.
Absolutely. Everything is with loving intent. And beyond the cottage industry producers, then the next level, and it depends on the product, of course, is anything that would require bigger permitting or licensing. Like, you know, if it's USDA, is it an animal product? And, you know, a USDA slaughterhouse, for instance, or, you know, for canning, if you're canning high acid mm-hmm. or low acid mm-hmm. foods, mm-hmm. Different thing comes into play. So these programs that Cornell is backing and the initiative is coming from Cornell and from the Department of Ag and Markets, which is also the, you know, the host of the Taste New York program throughout the state. Are these opportunity, these pathways to get more food produced in New York State, right? So we don't have to reach beyond our own borders to create more GDP for our own state.
Economy.
And, you know, right,
food
exactly.
Yeah.
And now, you know, with the rising costs of gasoline and, you know, and that affects everything across the way. I mean, petroleum is an item in a lot of product packaging as well. So, you know, with those barrel prices rising, everything is rising. So it's just part of the economic importance about really shoring this up and doing more production within New York State. So the type of producer who might, or that these programs may apply to are, you know, people who are truly looking for innovation, like the innovators. Mm-hmm. So innovation, as I learned it, is defined is invention plus marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone can invent something, but in order for it to be an innovation, it has to get to market. People have to consume it, right?
Exists.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what Cornell College of Agriculture and Life Sciences has put together as the Cornell Food Connection, which is a statewide train the trainer initiative. And I was a part of that training back in October. And then the Institute for Food Safety at Cornell University. And this is developed in collaboration with Taste New York, the Cornell Cooperative Extension System, and the New York State Department of Ag and Markets, and SUNY. And the program's purpose is to strengthen the capacity of educators and intermediary organizations to support small food processors, particularly those serving diverse communities, by improving access to food safety training, regulatory navigation, and market pathways. So it's a very, it encompasses a lot of things.
Yeah.
That program. So for instance, like, okay, I feel like I'm talking in like, from on high here, because how do we bring it down? So for instance, let's say you're a cheesemaker and you've got a lot of cheese on your hands and the cheese, it doesn't move as fast as you would like it to move. Selling. It's like, what else can you do with the cheese? Well, you could dehydrate it and make cheese powder. And then what can you use cheese powder on? Well, you could wholesale the cheese powder to someone who's making pretzels or someone who's putting together pasta sauces, kits or something, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's all sorts of things like that. For instance, when I was recently up in Geneva, New York at a operators meeting, we went to the Cornell building up there where they
Cornell is actually.
Well, Cornell's in
nearby.
Ithaca, but Geneva's up at the top of the Finger Lakes there.
Yeah.
And we went to the Food Innovation Lab. And it's so exciting for a foodie person to be in that lab because it's not like going, I mean, it's kind of like the same excitement as going to a garden or, you know, strawberry fields or something. But in the Food Innovation Lab.
Yeah. Well, all right. I'm going to interrupt and just say something here, because Lachelle Connick-Swiley oversees Taste New York Talk Market on the Taconic. And I have a sense that you are kind of wonky around these things, that you really, I know you have something of a marketing background, but I think you would also really get into policy making around these topics.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
I'm looking for my next career.
So
all right, I'm going to throw that into the hat. Just kick it around, see what you think. Could be something. I think you like this type of stuff a lot.
Yeah, never.
But I interrupted.
No, that's okay. So at the Food Innovation Lab, what Dr. Bruno was working on, they had a group of innovators there who are looking to create the next puffed crunchy product, like think like a Cheeto.
Right.
Okay. But something that has higher protein and higher nutritional content than a Cheeto.
No, that's disappointing.
And they press, you know, their goo through this machine and it puffs it and, you know, crisps it and it comes out the other end as a little pellet and then it's eventually going to get coated in the magic dust. right. And will yeah. be irresistible, and we'll have to have more and more of that.
Right.
You know, yeah. so, and then we also saw the cheese dehydrator there was also a nice one. There's, they do all sorts of extraction, and there's just like, there's a machine for everything.
Yeah, right.
That you need to experiment with to get your product, your invention to an innovation, right? So that's what this program wants to help people with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's affordable up there at in Geneva at the Agritech Center. So for really very reasonable pricing, mm-hmm. you could go up there, and if you're at this scale, if you're ready to scale up and get your process figured out, that's the place to do it.
All right.
And then beyond that, for smaller, well, producers that are still ready to get to the next level,
mm-hmm.
there's a program called the Food Spark. And what it allows you to do is it's a program available to qualified candidates to participate in the virtual eCornell Food Product Development Certificate Program. It's a 10-week program. It usually costs $3,900, but available for only $200 to FoodSpark program members.
From $3,900 to
$200? Uh-huh.
Slight discount.
Very, very significant discount,
yes,
right?
Correct. Yes, yes.
And this activity takes place there in that food innovation lab that I was saying. So there are really some great opportunities for our producers here in the Hudson Valley and beyond.
Yeah, if you want to be in, if you want to not only be a food producer but a food producer innovator.
Yes, an innovator.
Yeah,
a food innovator. So, you know, we don't often talk about this level of business and this, you know, other aspect of food at Taste New York usually, but this is what the extensions are really looking into now, a lot of us, and as well as the Department of Ag and Markets has a lot of opportunity out there in this realm of food systems.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just exciting. And if there's listeners out there who are like, you know, I think this applies to me, you could definitely get in touch with me at the Cornell Cooperative Extension Office in Dutchess County.
Go to the website. And there's a contact.
Yeah, or 845-677-8223.
Repeat that?
Yeah.
Repeat
845-677-8223. But you can go on the website. So okay. The website is ccedutchess.org.
Yeah.
And so it's just exciting. So this Cornell Agritech Experiment Station is the technology farm for the Food Spark. And it's the New York State Center of Excellence for Food and Agriculture. And so the resources are here to help people.
Tap into them. Yeah. They're here for you, and you should take full advantage of them.
Sure.
And or just learn. If you know, maybe it won't apply to something you want to do, but it's a win-win, I think.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, what I'm seeing the trend right now is that, you know, we still want the convenience of something quick to prepare or immediate to eat, like open the package and eat it. But you know, there's definitely a trend in protein, you know, higher protein contents in food.
Yeah.
That's still, you know, on the up and up. Dried foods, high fiber foods that are still good tasting. So, you know, I just hope that there's good folks in the Hudson Valley who are wondering what to do as their next phase of business and consider this.
Well, these are also just strategies for countering an economy that is kind of running amok.
Yeah.
You know, we got to take risks and try new things. You know, and innovative risks.
Yeah, entrepreneurs or market innovators, right? Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, we really here at KZ really value our relationship with you guys. And so I'm really appreciative.
Thanks.
Yeah. I love that these visits. And I think we need to do them a little bit more frequently. You know?
Sure.
And I can come to you. So just know that.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're for listeners out there, we're set up in the kitchen right now.
here at the station. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Lachelle Connick-Swiley, thank you once again for whether it's the second, third, fourth, it doesn't matter. Just keep coming back and bring all these interesting topics.
Yeah, thank you.
So thank you, too. All right. You're listening to The Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE.